You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Save the date, Cleveland Browns Food Drive, Sunday, November 1st, before the Browns and the Cardinals, with volunteers collecting non-perishable food items and cash donations at the gates of First Energy Stadium from 11 a.m. through kickoff to benefit the Greater Cleveland Food Bank. Bring your food donations on Sunday, November the 1st. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, good here in CBD Studios at the Dog Bowl in Berea, and it is time now to bring in our producer, Dave Natale, for a little higher or lower on this Friday.
Higher or lower?
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. NFL.com this week came out with their quarterback rankings. So let's go around the league. I will ask you a quarterback and give you their ranking. I need to know if they be ranked higher, as in closer to number one, or lower, as in closer to number 32. Everybody got it? Of course you do.
Yes.
Higher or lower?
Let's start with the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton, down in Cincinnati. He is ranked third among quarterbacks in the NFL.
Lower.
I mean, I don't care what the stats say. Show me something in the playoffs. No way he's third. So Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady are the only quarterbacks better than him?
No. Ridiculous.
Lower.
God, that was unanimous.
Higher or lower?
Russell Wilson comes in. Now, this is before last night's game, I might add, but he comes in now ranked seventh in the NBA, in the NFL, excuse me.
Lower. I'm not a Russell Wilson fan. Russell Wilson's showing his true colors this year. I'm going to say lower. Not much lower, but lower.
I think Russell Wilson's probably right at 10, so I'm going to say lower as well, but not 7. I can name 7 guys that are better than Russell Wilson, and I think he's a scheme guy.
Way lower.
Way lower. By the way, just so you guys know this, for when this list was compiled, it's based on guys who are currently starting. So, for example, Mike Vick is the quarterback on here for Pittsburgh, and Whedon is the quarterback on here for Dallas.
On. And he's 7?
Yes.
Yeah. With those clowns?
Yes.
So it says Brady, Rodgers, Dalton, Palmer, Newton, Rivers, Wilson.
No thanks.
No thank you.
No.
No.
Next.
Higher or lower?
The Saints' Drew Brees checks in this week, ranked 9th in the NFL.
I've never been a huge Drew Brees guy, but I'm going to say that's about right. Push, push, push.
Push, 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 push.
There you go, kid.
You know what? I'm on the same wavelength. I think, Brees is he's slowly declining in his production. I think the Saints as a franchise are obviously trending the wrong way and struggling to be competitive even in their own bad division. Bad last year, but they're better this year. So I think push is about a good spot for him at
push,
9 top
push.
10.
Thank
you, I agree with that. I think it's about right. I think he's still top 10. He's dealing with limited physical skill sets at this point, limited weapons around him. But you saw it. You can still get glimpses of it. And you saw it certainly in the victory over the Atlanta Falcons, dialing up Ben Watson for a career game, that he still can throw the football around the yard.
All right. So you're going to give it a
push, push
as well?
Push.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Meanwhile.
Higher or lower?
The Colts, Andrew Luck. I'm just astonished by this, but it's what happens. Andrew Luck is 16th.
Higher. I mean, I know he struggled a little bit, but, when you're forced to do so much with so little around you, Andrew Luck, 16th, that's a joke. These rankings stink, frankly.
I'm going to go higher as well, because everyone probably, everybody and their brother had it, Rodgers or Brady, 1-2, and Luck immediately behind them at 3, and now it's Andy Dalton. Come on now. Higher.
I'm going higher, too. Bring Andrew Luck right back up to the top. I know he's struggling, but he's got it, and he's going to be just fine.
Higher or lower?
Nathan Zagura's favorite quarterback, Theodore Teddy Bridgewater of the Vikings, is ranked 17th.
I'm going to say that's about where he should be. I know Nate has a man
push
on
push, push, push.
But that's about where I think he is.
I concur. I have not had an opportunity to watch but a few throws, which are usually highlights of Teddy Bridgewater there in Minnesota, as they're not of interest to me to watch every Sunday, Monday, or Thursday. So, sure, middle of the pack.
I'm going to say higher, but not much. He's at 17. I'd probably, on this list, bump him to 15 or 14, and I would put him ahead of the guys that are ahead of him right now that I would put him ahead of are Blake Bortles, Tyrod Taylor, and Derek Carr.
First two, yeah.
All right. And finally,
higher or lower?
Peyton Manning, who we just saw last Sunday at the stadium, is ranked 22nd in the NFL.
Lower, 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 lower.
So you're saying lower?
Yeah, we're saying lower.
Okay.
Unanimous?
Lower.
All right, so since we're saying that, let's back it up here. You've got Peyton at 22, Nick Foles at 23, McCown at 24. Right now, Josh McCown's playing better quarterback than Peyton Manning.
Of course he is.
Matt Stafford at 25, who at least showed the capability of having a turn back the clock game as he just threw for, what, 400 yards and four touchdowns?
Mm-hmm.
Peyton Manning can't do that anymore.
No, Matt Stafford's ceiling is way higher than him.
Jameis Winston.
Okay.
I don't know. Sam Bradford looks bad right now, but so does Peyton.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins is horrific.
He's terrible.
Tannehill is 29th.
I've never been a Tannehill fan, but
me
he's
neither.
Probably better
that,
than
that's
Peyton.
Stunning to hear that.
By the way, the final three are pretty funny to me. Brian Hoyer is 30th. Whedon is 31st. And then Mike Vick, 32nd. Mike Vick is as dunsky as Peyton Manning is, by the way.
Mike Vick should give back the $3 million they're paying him.
But what I've said about Peyton, how long he's in the bottom quartile, and I could bump easily McCown and Stafford ahead of him, and that puts him at 24, bottom quartile, which is where he is.
Where's McCown?
24.
24th?
24th. That's a joke. What else is the guy supposed to do?
I mean, the fact that he's behind Alex Smith and Colin Kaepernick right now, and Nick Foles.
Is this Pro Football Focus's ratings?
No, this is Greg Rosenthal on NFL.com.
Well, good for him. He should go back to JV as well.
And on that note, that is
higher or lower.
All right, before we take that break here and we come back and we get into our game predictions, I want to share this Tom Brady story with you. The kid, you said you saw it?
Yes.
Have you seen this, Wilhelm?
No, I have not.
So just talking about Tom Brady, the kind of guy that he is in the locker room as well, and here it is, and I quote, "He didn't just watch pranks and laugh, he engaged in them. He won them. He used to sit by the door to the quarterback's meeting room and knock Matt Castle's food out of his hands whenever he entered the room. The backup responded by filling Brady's Nikes with a chocolate protein shake. Brady then had the tires taken off of Castle's car, putting three of them in his locker and hiding the fourth, at which point Belichick put a stop to what he called World War III. But Castle had learned two valuable lessons. The first, Brady can be one of the boys, and the second, don't mess with guys who make way more money than you."
This is completely fact. And I just want to let you know that I've got nothing that I would share on the air, but Aaron Rodgers indulges in not exactly the same type of stuff, but that kind of those actions and that playfulness with his teammates developing rapport and being one of the guys, Aaron Rodgers does the same things, and I've been a part of some of those same things in San Diego, and you know what unifies, and I'm not saying me as a quarterback or with these guys, but you know what unifies the Patriots and them being able to joke around like that, and the Packers and being able to joke around that, and my time in San Diego?
Winning!
Winning! When you win, you can have fun. You like the people you work with, and you don't hate the media, and you don't care if stories like this get out because you handle your business on Sunday.
That's right. That's what it is all about. What's the best prank you were ever a part of?
It is vulgar and gross and something. It was nothing that I was personally a part of, but I was a eyewitness, and essentially the linebacker room fell victim to a prank.
Who came after the linebackers?
Well, we thought it was the running backs room because quick. And I know we got to go to break.
No,
so
we got time.
So Norv Turner, Marty Schottenheimer used to like to the point. Instead of having guys walk out of the room, you know, whenever they wanted to take a pee break or go to the restroom or get something out of their locker, check their phone, that kind of stuff. Like every 45 minutes, you'd get a break. But every room would kind of like do it on their own. Whenever they were ready, all right, we'll finish the film, go take a break, come back in 10 minutes. And you go get 10 minutes to do whatever you want to do, which you can accomplish, whatever you want. Okay. So we broke one time and we went to every piece of hanging clothing that's in our locker, and mind you, sweats and t-shirts and
undershirts
and everything that we have that hangs, probably a dozen or to 15 items depending on the player, was entirely scattered throughout the entire like locker room. So you had to literally find your sweatshirts, your sweatpants, your shirts, your warm-up, your jersey, your this, and the whole linebacker room. And so then we started to get to the bottom of, okay, what rooms had a break before we had a break, because no one was in the locker room when we walked in to find it the way we did. So we ultimately found out some of the defensive linemen were blaming it on the running back room because linebacker, running back, there's always that little like, hey, we can cover you, you can't run on us type of competition.
I feel like
LaDainian's
not a prankster.
He's not, but his room was. And he's the mastermind. But we come to find out it was the defensive line room who snitched on the running backs to deter us from finding out it was him. It ended up being Jamal Williams, our nose tackle, doing it himself. But then Stephen Cooper, our linebacker, started, and this is, if anybody's ever played the game of tops, okay, like, huh, you punch me, I punch you harder, then you punch me harder, then I'm, that just like Brady and Castle,
course.
This whole
yeah,
thing. So it yeah. became the most vulgar session of tops I've ever eyewitnessed in
how
my
long,
entire life.
How many days did this go over the
course? One day.
It ended that quickly.
It ended that quickly, and it got as gross as it needed to be to end it.
Who was the final, who had the last
Jamal
laugh?
Jamal Williams had the last laugh.
All right, I want to find out in the break what yes. happened. All right, when we come back, we're going to pick the games. The kid continuing his dominance over Matt Wilhelm and myself in the game-picking contest. We'll be back with that right after this here on CBD.